This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Ken Ilgunas. His book is Trespassing Across America, One Man's Epic and Never-Before-Done Hike Across the Heartland. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Nancy's calling in from East Sandwich in Massachusetts. Nancy, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Do people still pick up hitchhikers?
Yes, hitchhiking is one of my passions, and I think young people should do a lot more of it. I've hitchhiked 10,000 miles across North America, and that just sounds like a very anachronistic thing to do. You know, we think of doing that in the 1960s and 1970s, and that's just kind of like a lost pastime. But no, it's actually quite easy. And typically, I'm on the side of the road for half an hour, 2 hours tops, and someone's always going to pull over and pick me up. And usually, it's like a white guy in his 60s who'd, when he was a younger man, had hitchhiked before, and, you know, just seeing me just kind of brought him back to that time. And anyone who's hitchhiked has to pay the hitchhiker tax. If you get picked up, you have to pick someone up at some point. So yeah, it's very possible. It's very easy. Some states are easier than others. I've had fantastic hitchhiking experiences in Vermont and North Carolina and Washington and Alaska and through some of the Western Canadian provinces. And there's other states that are really tough. I remember standing on an interstate entrance ramp in Connecticut for, boy, that must have been like 6 hours waiting for someone to pick me up. So it varies by state, but it's possible. And if you do it right, it's legal in most places too.
All right. Nancy, thanks for your call. Good questions.
Thank you.